This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
After moving to a new country, there's a lot to organise and a lot of new things to learn. Even if you've been in Australia for years, you probably still encounter situations you don't totally understand. It's no surprise then that many new migrants decide to live closer to their community to make things a bit easier. But is living close to your community always the best option for you? Audrey Bouget reports. Among the many decisions you must take when moving to Australia, one of the most important ones is where exactly you will live. Many migrants decide to live in a suburb close to other migrants from the same country. It makes sense because they can speak a common language, receive support from people who have been through similar experiences, and share the same culture. Mahir Momand is the CEO of Regional Opportunities Australia. He says that something as simple as having a grocery store selling food you know might help you settle better.
Those neighbourhoods where there are also grocery shops where you can go and buy groceries that are similar to what you already know. So the cultural shock in that case is very little because you may be coming from, let's say, a part in Africa or Asia or Latin America, and you come to Australia and you live in a community that is similar. And therefore, you go to those shops and you buy those ingredients and groceries and all that.
Large migrant communities are most often found in cities. It's in their neighbourhoods where you can find useful resources like a migrant centre.
It is nice to be in a bigger town where it is easy to go to various support organizations to understand English, to understand the various aspects of life here. Some people would want to learn how to drive, and that's easier to do in the cities compared to non-city areas. It's also, of course, helpful to live close proximity with people who speak the same language.
Berivana Mohammed is a volunteer at the Australian Migrant Resource Centre in Adelaide. She came to Australia as a refugee from Bosnia and Herzegovina in 1995. She's involved in many different groups, but she also kept a strong tie to the Bosnian community through her mother.
My mum was actually a social worker for the ex-Yugoslavia community, so she used to work with everyone from that region that used to come here as refugees even after we arrived. And even when I got into my teenage years and we did work experience through high school, I actually decided to do my work experience in her organization.
She says that being close to the Bosnian community in Adelaide is a positive thing, but that it did make it harder for her mum to learn English.
She gained a lot of respect from her community for the work that she did. But not only from her own community, she was always helping everybody. Whoever asked her to, you know, for help, she would do it. She would gladly say yes. And the one thing I think that really wasn't good for my mom would have been that she didn't really improve in her English because she had to use her language to communicate with her clients.
Fatima Salihi lives near Adelaide. She came to Australia from Afghanistan with her family in 2018. She's involved in several clubs and goes to university, but she also likes to stay in contact with the Afghan community.
We talk with the same language and we share our wins and happinesses. And yeah, of course, we understand the depth of the words that we say. So that is where we feel connected, we feel more happy and secure. We enjoy our gatherings. And I think that is something beneficial too. That is something which gives us a peace of mind.
For her parents, who are still learning English, the proximity to the Afghan community is even more important.
If they don't engage with our community, they're alone at home. They feel more isolated and they feel the loneliness here. So they mostly engage with our own community members. They go to Afghan cultural celebrations, gatherings, and they enjoy them a lot rather than being among other community members because they really don't understand what they say. So,
while the support of your community is important, Momand warns against what he calls living in pockets.
Within those pockets, they speak their own language and that removes them from connecting with the rest of the Australian community. Which removes them from learning English, which removes them from understanding the culture and the norm of this country that they call home. And therefore, they live in those little pockets, and those little pockets may not be a very good representation of Australia as a whole.
While this can happen, Mohammed says that being close to their community is positive for migrants, especially when they first arrive, and that many of them contribute to the Australian society.
In the beginning, yes, because it's really hard to settle in into a country that, you know, they don't speak the same language. The culture is totally different. The system is totally different. So in the beginning, they need that extra help from someone that's from the same background. But later on, a lot of these refugees, they actually assimilate with the community and they contribute in many different ways and they work together.
Living near your community doesn't always mean living in a big city. You'll find plenty of migrant communities in different regions of Australia.
You take the example of Coffs Harbour in Byron Bay and those areas. A big Sikh community from India has come and settled there. They are really successful there. Or, for example, you take the examples of other areas in regional New South Wales or regional Victoria. Now, if newcomers of those backgrounds are coming and going to those regional areas, they already have an existing presence of similar people in there.
Most migrants benefit from receiving support from their community, especially when they're new to a country. But creating relationships with other Australians is just as important. Feature prepared by Audrey Bouget, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.